you have just a real daunting task in front of you, don't you, when you decide to move from private sector into public service. Why do it?
There is, but that's exactly what I have to offer. The reality of it is I'm not a professional politician, and I bring a business expertise to it. You look at who we've sent to Washington. We've sent professional politicians, people that want to be professional politicians, and look what we've gotten for it. $15 trillion worth of debt. We've got entitlement programs that are going to bankrupt us, and we've got 30 million people out of work. I mean, we haven't gotten a whole lot for that. We need new approaches and new leaders, and I believe that's what I offer, Scott.
This is the, happy birthday to the stimulus. This is the third anniversary of the economic stimulus. Of course, you know, the critics of that say big waste of money. Some have even gone so far as to say a slush fund for certain projects. On the other side, you've got the president and his supporters saying, look, if we hadn't done this, and along with the bailouts of Wall Street and Big Auto that were initiated under President Bush, they make the case it's all one big effort to keep us from slipping into a depression. What do you say about that?
I disagree, and I think anything
to that argument that there's no telling how bad it could have been.
I don't think so. In fact, I think where the real strength of our nation is in the private sector, and unleash the private sector with $787 billion. We clearly added to the debt on that. Mm-hmm. That's something that not only you and I are going to pay for, but we're going to pay long into the future for that. And I think, again, look at the facts on it. $787 billion, which was advertised on the front end of solving all the problems and being a long-term address to the uncompetitiveness of our economy.
Right.
Well, you look at the dollars on that, and nearly all of it was short-term programs. Short-term programs where the money's gone, we don't have any benefit for it long into the future. And I think, again, what you aptly described it, it ended up being a slush fund for a lot of programs that people wanted to do that couldn't get back through Congress for years and years and years. But it became all short-term orientation. It was programs that helped professional politicians get elected, but unfortunately didn't help any of us.
Yeah, but tax cuts as well, right?
There was a chunk of tax cuts in those, but again, short term, we're dealing with that issue right now. Mm-hmm. We need to have some certainty. In the space of 9 months or so, we may very well have our dividends and capital gains, kind of return taxes. Mm-hmm. They may go up by 50%. That's what we really need to address. We've got to have investment. Investment leads to economic activity, which leads to jobs.
The president's budget does propose increasing taxes on the wealthy. You hear the cries of class warfare. What do you think about this? The president says it's just something that makes common sense. If we don't have the money for things that we all demand, that we want, then you have to get the money from the people who have it.
Well, I think that's Washington's lack of understanding of the economy and their interest in trying to pit one group of Americans against another group. The reality of that proposal is that it increases the capital gains tax by double. So at a time when we want people to go out and make investments, when we want to create that economic activity which produces jobs, we're going to go ahead for political reasons. We're going to put an obstacle against that. What we really need to do is look at taxes as a way to grow the economy. If we can grow the economy, that's the way that we're going to get out of this. We have to have some people to make some tough decisions on the spending. We've laid out some very specific programs, not only on spending on the general budget, but also especially in the entitlement programs, which is about 40% of the spending going to 60% pretty quickly.
Right.
Very specific programs on that. But we also have to understand, unless we grow this economy, we're not going to get there.
All right.
So we're doing things that become counterproductive.
Did sort of a lightning round with all the other candidates
Fair
on
enough.
Various issues. So
sure.
Let's do that straight ahead. Tom Leppert, he's running for U.S. Senate, former Dallas mayor here on News 92 FM, where it is 10:39.